President Obama made a promise to the newly graduated Navy and Marine officers.
It's a promise that as long as I am your commander-in-chief, I will only send you into harm's way when it is absolutely necessary, and with the strategy, the well-defined goals, the equipment, and the support that you need to get the job done.
The president said that includes bringing the Iraq war to a responsible end and pursuing a new comprehensive strategy to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat al-Qaeda and its allies in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Mr. Obama and other Democrats have in the past accused the previous administration of President George Bush of sending U.S. troops to Iraq without adequate planning, equipment, or protection. In Annapolis, the president once again contrasted his views on the treatment of terror suspects with those of the Bush administration. Without mentioning the issue specifically, he restated the philosophy he had laid out in Thursday's speech on national security.
Because when America strays from our values, it not only undermines the rule of law, it alienates us from our allies. It energizes our adversaries, and it endangers our national security and the lives of our troops.
Mr. Obama also told the Naval Academy graduates the U.S. must overcome the full spectrum of threats, both conventional and unconventional.
The nation state and the terrorist network. The spread of deadly technologies and the spread of hateful ideologies. 18th century style piracy and 21st century cyber threats.
The president said he has stopped budget reductions in the Navy and is building up the Marine Corps. He also promised service members higher pay, better child care, and other benefits. Mr. Obama said he intends to maintain America's military dominance. One of Friday's graduates is the son of John McCain, Mr. Obama's opponent in last year's presidential election. This is the last of the president's three commencement addresses this year and his first at a military academy. Kent Klein, VOA News, Washington.